Hello and welcome to the Urban Vibe Podcast. My name is Allison Judge, and I'm joined today by
Vic.
And today we're going to be covering the gist of our semester, what we've accomplished and what we're looking forward to, and also what we've been up to in this class and some of our other classes that are, I don't know, important to us. So we should probably start with our personal lives, if you would. You can start if you'd like to.
I took science for the first time in in a college setting, and I did pretty well in it, and I also completed it as an honors course and made a big poster about how dangerous the nitrates are mm-hmm. in the Des Moines River and how the water is poisoned and no one's seemingly doing much about it. And that made me happy, and I felt like I accomplished something, even though this was a bit more of a mellow semester for me, while I kind of tie up before moving on. I also have decided to at least attempt to go to Drake, if it's in the cards, which is something I didn't know I was going to do. So that's a new, you know, I'm very good at pivoting. I feel like that's a pretty big one.
I hope that works out for you. I'd say personally, I've had a lot of success in my musical group I'm in. We're called Mosher McBrain, and we're going to be having a record coming out. It's an EP. It's not a full album in 2026. I don't have a date yet, but it's going to be probably still winter. We're also getting ready for our first debut show, which is, well, it's going to be called a release show. It's very unlikely it's going to be on the same day of the release. There's just no way. But otherwise, a lot of my personal accomplishments are just in meeting people and networking and also just trying out new things. This is my first ever semester in college, and I definitely think, I mean, I felt confident from the start, but there's also some part of me that felt like this was never something I was capable of, and, you know, it really is, and I just kind of had to prove that to myself.
In the right place.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I have. I've got a lot more confidence now than I did before, and I think I'm ready to take on some of the more challenging classes that I was able to excel in high school, because I think in high school I was really only engaged by challenging classes. But when I came into college, I guess I was kind of scared to take anything too challenging at first. I think I'm kind of ready to push myself now, because I've tried new things, but I didn't, you know, seek to run a marathon on the first day or anything.
College would be so boring if everything was too easy.
Exactly. And I'm saying next semester, it's going to be a little trickier. Another thing I've got coming up immediately, I've got to take the Alex assessment before.
Immediately.
Yeah, like right now, probably.
I think the testing center closes December 19th, but I could be wrong.
All right, so we've got a little time.
No, you don't. You don't have a little time.
I've got
9 days.
I mean, I was thinking about maybe this upcoming week, or potentially.
I wish I knew how to study for this test.
There are some resources on the DMACC website. I don't know which ones I would suggest, just for like a general warm up though. Like a lot of them are based on
Khan Academy.
There are some really good. I'm trying to think of it. There's some really good like educational content out there about. About like every single,
like, cause it's high school equivalency. So I do feel like I'll be able to find something. I just have to sit down and search.
And I imagine you know more than you think.
I hope so. But getting off math, because that is not a personal accomplishment.
Yeah, of course.
I've done a lot of my personal accomplishments in the Vive space. Like, this class is what I've mostly focused on, minus passing my science and science labs. So we did our publication that was all about food, called The Food Issue. But we also were published in a combination or a featured, a collaboration. That's the word I'm looking for. A collaboration with the Ankeny and the Boone campus. So that was pretty fun. And you, somehow, in both issues, got front page. Yes. You just happened to write the stories that most hard-hitting journalism that probably Dude Magazine.
Oh, you're trying to flatter me. I think, though, like, I was looking for topics that would, I don't know, would fit, I guess. I think all of the people that I profiled were absolutely deserving of the angle, the piece, and the
for your first semester you did a pretty good job. And then also you got to learn about stuff I don't know if you expected. Like, we just got the new podcast gear that had a whole new program for me, but also for you who had to use this specific. Have you used GarageBand before?
I've used Logic before, and a lot of it is the same. It's another program, I think, by Apple, or at least like native to Apple products.
But did you learn new stuff?
I was definitely learning along with you.
We did InDesign. And also, we got our hands on camera. Did we ever use the mics? Next semester. We'll do it next semester.
The mics?
Yeah, the mics. Did we ever use the mics?
These ones?
The little tiny baby ones.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. We'll have to take the show on the road
next semester. Maybe we did for that one video we recorded. With Toby?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think we planned to.
You're right.
So we'll have to throw that in. We have a whole new production space. We can fit at least three more people at this table. Oh, so if anybody has any ideas or feels the innate need to podcast, which may be more common than we think, that may be something people are feeling.
Absolutely.
We're here. We're still here.
We are
building
here.
Building 218B.
You know, at least not over winter break, but
no, I won't
coming
be
up,
then.
You are free and encouraged to slip a piece of paper under our door.
Always. I'll take any.
We are.
Whatever you want to
hear. Wait, you just said the room number. Never mind. I was going to do that too.
No. Next semester, you're not going to be here full time, so you'll have to.
No, I'm
carve
just.
Time out
I'm
to
definitely
going to randomly podcast.
And pop in. Especially for podcasts, yeah.
Can I reflect on my first Urban Vibe podcast with you?
Go on,
for just a moment.
Tell me a story.
I can't remember his name, but I think it was about Interstellar.
Interesting.
The podcast with Matthew McConaughey, and which is the second time in like the last 2 weeks I've mentioned Matthew McConaughey on this podcast, but because I'm not even that big of a fan. But it was a fun welcoming, and that was my first time. We had an iPad. We just kind of talked into, I think it was a mic. We had a mic still, but it was just connected to an iPad. But now we have a full desk set up, soundboard, soundproofing. We truly think we're Markiplier and friends.
We're definitely something. We're a dynamic duo.
What do you feel the most accomplished with the vibe?
Here?
For as a class or what you've done this semester?
I definitely think like the food issue is the biggest thing. And that's also connected with a lot of other assignments that I think were my best work. The Tony Stevens story was the one that I was most passionate about, I think, of the three profiles I wrote. And, you know, that's the first page of the food issue.
It was good. It was helpful. It was useful.
Oh, I think it was more than that. It was inspiring. At least his story was inspiring to me. I don't know if my... I wasn't able to tell the whole story in the, you know, the scope of what the paper was.
I get what you mean. Sometimes it's hard to condense what we're doing into so many words, but also we want to make sure it's ingestible for everyone, because when we start, we're hoping to publish more paper, and the quicker you can do stories also will reduce the amount of paper we actually have to print and the ink we have to print, and I feel like trying to keep us also kind of sustainable is also kind of a bonus from doing short stories. I know that feels like a cop-out. I love to write long stories. Mm-hmm. It's like my kryptonite. So I'm always like, let me do a part two and three of this. But I only have so much time in the day. I wish I had more time to write. I hope to start writing at least my outline of my novel set, because I have a whole thing in my head.
Yeah.
All right. I have a whole thing kind of planned, and I'm hoping to outline that over winter break, actually. That's what I look forward to with my kids as well. Because I want to be able to work on that while going to a shorter amount of classes next semester, and maybe I may have one semester after that. If I do a short amount of credits, I can hopefully do both. I know it's pretty, it's like a wild. It's going to be a feat, but true. I'm hoping to just do it. I've been thinking about this for years, by the way. It's not like a new thing.
So I would say I kind of have a bit of a pet project that it's come up in an organization I'm in. And I'm not going to go into it too much, but I've been really... I'm going to need to do some write-ups on it, and I'm going to need to get some, do practically what is an interview over the phone with an incarcerated individual. And I think it's a somebody who would want their story to be told. And obviously, like, it's not... I haven't personally reached out, but some close friends who I really look up to have kind of undertaken it, and I think that, you know, I want to do my part as well. And I think that really what we're looking for is to, like, fundraise because this is somebody who's been disowned by their family and... would probably be homeless if not for, you know, a second chance. And I just think it's something that I feel passionate about. And I think I want to take what I've learned here this semester and see if I can apply it to something that is totally personal. And I can do with what I find necessary. There's definitely going to be some that's written with the intention of, like, reaching out to other organizations, so, like, to churches or to charities or to, I don't know, maybe businesses. You know, everybody's got to get their tax write-off, right, of charity. And... I think also everybody's got to do their good deed. So it's something that I want to try my hand at it. And I don't know. It It might just be an idea, but if I can make make something that this person wants to be shared, I would be really honored to.
I think that makes total sense. And spending time outside of school using what we used in school is kind of the whole point.
So that's the reason you go.
I'm glad college. You're, you know, 1 foot forward.
Absolutely.
And especially spending your time off from it in a community forward way is really cool. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do your last indefinite urban vibe sign off, send off, closing, outro, whatever you want to call it?
Is it time for that? You reckon? All right. Thank you for listening to the Urban Vibe podcast. You can find us at Building 1, Room 218B. And we'll be seeing you this upcoming semester, which begins on January 12th, 2026.
Wow, you just know that?
I saw the advertisement for the spring semester of DMAC on the news last night. I was sitting there watching Jeopardy with my dad, and then the news comes on, you know. It's
that's
like,
fun. It's like seeing your house on a map.
No, it's just, I feel like, it's like Channel 13 is, it's not totally universal, but, like, Jeopardy is something that's so, I'm sorry, we don't need to get into another tangent. Let's just stop it.
And you could hear more tangents like that on other Spotify's at theurbanvibenews.com. Happy holidays.